זכר נשמת אבי מורי יחד ליצור פנחס, זכר נשמת דניאל השינה, באשר שועה פאלק, וזכר נשמת שלמה זלמן, בן אליהו. Okay, it's good to see everybody. Okay, we're on B4. Okay. The Dalin Chumras Harama Bahamistaif. So, you want to say something else? So, the Rama, in the beginning of Basar B'Cholov, has four Chumras that he brings down, and he says, it's in Pei Zion, and he says he has four chumras, and he says they're all chumras. So I made decide to make that as a, here, page 8. El chumras ba'alma, the maker lo hifsit. He said, the chumras ba'alma, maker lo hifsit. So we have to say what the four psakim are, and what's the reason for them, and why they're just chum. Okay, so that's the goal. Okay, the first is in the Shulte Gibarim at the bottom of the Mordechai in Avodah Zarah. Shuvas Rabbeinu Baruch Shosser Levashel Baser Osser Bebeis Yisrael Bekadera Shel Ovdei Kachavim. In other words, if a goy has a pot and you're cooking meat in the goy's pot.
Recording in progress.
Okay, the goy's cooking meat in the pot. So he's not allowed to cook it in the Jew's house. Because in other words, maybe the goy's had cooking his, he has his stuff in the pot. And it's in the Jew's house, in the Goy Shabbat, and he's cooking meat. And the Israel won't come to the stove and say, oh, maybe that needs a little stoking, and I'll stoke a shtickle. Hashem and Bishol, and maybe the Ovechachavim, maybe there's Basar B'Cholov in the pot, or maybe not necessarily now it's only meat, but there was a Ben Yomo of Basar B'Cholov, and therefore, when you're going to cook in the pot, when the Yisrael is going to stoke the coals, then the bli of Basar B'Cholov that was there from before will come out, and he's being mevashel Basar B'Cholov. So and he's going to be over the Isser Bishul. So therefore, you shouldn't do it, and therefore, he says. Overall, Vayat Matzich and the Shivcha and Shevis Bershus Yisrael Shtei Kederos. So they would have two different paths: Shtei Kederos Achashal Chalov and Achashal Bas. So that was the. Let's see. That's brought in Shulchan Aruch, page 6. Yesh omrim, the also lachta ha'esh tachas kedera shel goy, but you can't stoke underneath the goy's kedera. V'fishay mevashlem behem pa'omrim chalof pa'omrim basar. Because sometimes he uses it for meat, sometimes he uses it for milk. V'machta tachas kedera, v'machta tachas kedera shel baladei bishol basar b'chalof. So the guys shouldn't. So you shouldn't have the guy's pot, and the guy can't be cooking in the Israel's rishus because the Israel will come to be mechate. And he says, and the Shach says, the second Aaron, basal avdafka, what in shadvar, because you can't cook carrots because if the whole point is that there's milchuk and fleishik. So what do you have to do? You have to have two separate pots. The goy has to have two separate pots. What's the two separate pots? There was a goy shouldn't be cooking anything in the Israel's Rishus. Just the Israel, just there's most of the color from before. I'm just questioning what does it mean. So therefore, you need two separate kederis. Because what was that going to do? Maybe previously there was basa b'cholov in them, in each one.
Who says that?
No, that's already in the Shulta Gibor. There's a goyishim. In other words, unless they're the Jews' pots that are echad shel basar v'echad shel cholov. It's hard to understand that. So, what is this all about? So, let's look in the. So, first, what's the first place you should look? In the Imre Baruch on page 9. Who was the Imre Baruch? The Imre Baruch was
you. It's Rebbe.
Yeah, well, that's a later one. The Imre Baruch is Baruch Tumim Frankel. Rabbi.
Is
there another? I never heard they were, but I never looked into it. What was I going to tell you? Rabbi Dov Schreier from the OU. You know Rabbi Dov Schreier from the OU? So I remember when his Afraf. I spoke at his Afraf. It was Parshas Kisetse. It's Parshas Kisetse because under the chuppah, his father spoke about for Parshas Kisava. So Parshas Kisetse, and at the Afraf, the uncle spoke about the yichus of the Kala. And he said, the Kala? She's from the Mishpacha of Baruch Tolman Frankel. Her name is Frankel. And so they just had a, what did I tell me, them? Ezra Hagler married his daughter. They just had a baby girl. He just called me yesterday. They'll be a baby girl. So we sang over from the Mishpacha today. So he's the Imre Baruch. So he says, so here on page 9, it says, Near Dol Koi Rakal Mashahosiv of Mordechai Hatzir Peshvach Koi Shtek Deris. So that's the Chumra that they need after Shtek Deris. Tin Akadim Shosul Vashem Shabuzer Shem Michata, Isra Chito Muskar, Amy Divir Shakrai, Lahakel, etc. Tzafiyam Kim Mordechai Kassel Lashon Vachito over Mishamos Vasha. So he says, maybe the extra Chumra is the shtekederos that they have to have a separate milchik pot, a separate fleishik pot. Maybe that's the chumra. And you look in the Chasam Sofer on page 10. Now, apparently, when I made this packet, either I didn't have it or it wasn't made yet. The new beautiful Chuvas Chasam Sofers. Because now, when I make a packet, I always put in the new printing of the Chasam Sofers, and this is the old printing. So he quotes here, "Mashkosim alasim, mashkosim aplaisim." Lachdot eish tafas gedere nochim in el chumr ba'alma. Lo yadati man islaptu b'zeh. Eich efshalom shi'a osur b'dina. Ike kam sveikas. He says it can't be osur b'dina because there are many in bishul cholov me'olam. Who says he ever cooked milk in that pot? Or imhu ben yoma, who says it's ben yoma? In like a shishim of mine and offig me nay, I've got the in a sheer bitul yisur mesharim b'chom k'tei b'chom mekom lesser achitoi mitam ze ino al chumra. So all these sveikas, efes apnayim poti yeshivasach shvisas kul mosi. That's a good way of saying efes apnayim means. You see what he's saying? It's a beautiful lashon. He says efes apnayim means I don't have time, so I stop. Right now, my pen will stop. Shvisas kulmosi. Dr. Lyman always liked to point out, what did he like to point out? That the Chasam Sofer always signed his Chuvas, Moshe Cotton Sofer, me Frank Mitterman. Because that's where he was originally from, but that's what, not where he always lived. But he always wrote his signature, you know, based on where he was from, originally. So he says, you know, it's a chumrah because mehechit see that there was ever pasul b'chalav in this thing. It's a chumrah to chmichoshish that.
Where did he move
after? What?
Where did he move after?
So you'll read all the different places where he was.
It was
never in
France.
The Maine. That's a sulfur. It's unbelievable. That's why I always say the Litzvah Yeshivas, they don't give you an appreciation of the Chasam Sofer. So I try to give my Talmidim an appreciation of the Chasam Sofer. They give you an appreciation for Rav Chaim Brisker, the Brisker Rav, Soloveitchik. They give you appreciation for certain people, but it's selective. And they don't do it purposely. It's just that wasn't on their radar because they didn't grow up with the learning. But the Chasam Sofer is Le'ela Le'ela. So I want to give you appreciation for the Chasam Sofer. As well as other people as well. And the Aruch HaShulchan says on page 12, Chasam Rabbeinu, the Osa Lachta, the Eish Tachas of Gedeir Shlachim, Fichem Vashon, Bahem Pe'omim Cholub, Bahem Basar. So he says, now, Halacha Laman Aleph, Atam, Dehinam El Chumros, the Dibrishom, because so even if there is basal chalav, but it was already cooked once before, so ein bishul acham bishul. The Rabbi Poskim in bishul acham bishul to Moshe Chalav. Moshe Tamu Shem Dosim Chalav Habalul Bekli. It's not derech bishul, because maybe it's a bishul basal chalav. Is you have a be'en of basa and a be'en of cholov, that's derech bishul. But if you just have a belia in the pot, which is, has basa b'cholov and it's going to come out, that's not derech bishul of a belia.
That's my whole
life. So he feels that, and then Chasam Sofer gave these things about who says there ever was a basa b'cholov. So it's a lot of chumras. Okay, so that is the right. So there is a discussion about Bishrach al Bishul Babasa Bachalov.
It's different types.
Yes, so.
They were already
cooked together,
or they were cooked
separately. Yeah, so if you look, there are a couple of the Tuchus Friedman has in the Sefer on the Prima Garden. Right.
I spent time on that.
I was like,
I didn't find
yeast. Okay. You don't have to have a yeast of every spear. You don't have to have a yeast of every spear.
I know,
but
I wanted.
Take a look at the Prima Garden.
I also won't have to sleep, but I want it.
Page 15. Kasa b'shut shar Ephraim, chema shebishlo b'kderes basa ben yomo. Say you have butter that was cooked in a ben yomo pot of meat. And now you're going to make it into Ner Chanukah. Sorry. But you're using it, so you're getting Hanah. The mitzvah is the Rabbana, now we love the Hanasna. So it could be it's okay. So he says, So that's, but even though that's what it's bishul after bishul, because he says, "Easy b'leil zuta." Tama lev v'hadav nechanik aser the overall bishulo diish bishul achabishul. Just to make the candle, they made bishul, and now they're going to do another bishul to light the candle. So is that assuming that there's bishul achabishul to basa b'cholov? But in the Mishpat Sosah, on page 16, it says, Olma Marati, to Asal Vashal Chatichet Kvusha. Let's say you have a piece of meat that was soaking in milk for 24 hours, so it's Kavush. And now you're going to cook it. So originally it was Kavush, and that's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. Fata is a Torah. Mashmal Chatichet Shbishl B'chomav Kvar Mutar Lachzar Ulvashla. But it's mashma that kavush you can't cook afterwards, because then you're making it from a darabana to a daraisa. But if originally it was a daraisa, because it was cooked, to cook it again would not be a problem with saying bishul achar bishul. He says, but if it's basham of ushal, if it's already cooked meat and the cholov is already cooked, now but you're making basham of cholov for the first time, then there would be a problem. Because now you're making the sira for the first time of Basa B'Kalov. And then we have another one on page 18. He discusses the Neir's Chanukah, where he says that there would be bishul achar bishul. That seems to contradict what he said before, that once it became basar b'cholov once, it's not going to become again. So here he's being machmir. One second. They only make it because Lav had us. But if it wouldn't have been for the Chanukah, a mitzvah, then it would have been aser to lie, because then if you didn't have the klal of mitzvahs Lav had us, then it would be aser, even though it was once already plus Macholov. And in the Sefer Pre-Hadar, that's like Rav Pinchas Friedman, Rosh Koilel of Belz, who writes famous articles in the Machane Haredi newspaper of Belz on Milei Dagoda. But he has a Sefer on the Pre-Megadon, Pinchas Bosa Mecholov, and in the Soviv Lepri, on the bottom of page 20, he quotes you all these Prima Gottams. So he says, "Before Khan, the different Prima Gottams really special like a bishop of Bosom Kolov, a film special for Biachad, even if they were cooked already." And that's the. Because if you made a candle, even though it was Mavushal to make the candle, it would be also to light unless you're using it for a mitzvah. But then he quotes the other Prima Gadims, page 21. It's only if you cook the thing separately and cook the milk separately But now you cook them together, so now the yitzir and the bosa mecholov, that would be a problem. But if it was already cooked together once, there's no issue to cook it together a second time. So it says, Reshnek suvim sosrim zedzeh. Baal kosov hashlishi is the third prima gadim that says, the ikar kamosha kosov sim kufesh kosov akasavdi period, ishbishalacham vishim vimlach v'chainu kolecha levado. So the ikar thing he holds is that if you, to make the basa b'chalov the first time, so then it's made, it's made. But to re-cook it, once the yitzir and basa b'chalov happened already, then ain't bishra al-chabishra. But if you cook the milk separately, the meat separately, and they were both cooked, now you're cooking it together for the first time, even though they were both cooked separately, then that would be a yitzir of bishra and basa b'chalov. Okay, so that is the... the first chumrah that you should not have, the guy should not be cooking in your house because you're going to come to stoke the coals. Now, there is a famous nakuda here. I would call that a nakuda de flaw, but that is already used. Rabbi Akiva Eger. Pages. Page.
Can you write seven, please?
Seven?
Is it about the psikreshe?
Yeah.
Okay, seven.
Seven. Yeah. Kashli ha'enu mechavein levasho. Because he's not mean mechavein to levasho. Rabbi Kiveg asks, if you stoke on the coal, So there's this piece of meat or these carrots that are being, that's what he's mechavein for. The fact that there's also maybe basar b'chalav in the thing, some b'liya, he's not mechavein to that. Psikreshe lo havi, and it's not a psikreshe because maybe there was no basar b'chalav there. Well, the shem lo bishol anachim b'deir basar b'gam chalav. Tzarech lomar, tadavka b'sofik dil haba. So this is the big yisod. This is called sof psikreshe shayla
shavar. Refrigerated light. Yeah. It has to do with the task about flies in a drawer.
Okay. Okay. So you guys can give the shear. So what's the story? So the sof psikreshe normally means I don't know if I'm gonna pull the chair, whether it's going to make a groove or not. So what's going to happen in the future? But let's say, there was, if there would be, I don't, but what if the suffix is l'sha'ovar? In other words, I don't know whether there's possible chol here. If there would be, then it would be cooked. But I don't know if it's there, and I'm not mechavit. So it's a psik reshe if the metzias of what's there from the past. Is that called... does that have so? But it's not a secretion because I don't know. So in other words, secretion is usually I don't know what's going to be in the future. Will it make the groove or not? But what if it's a suffix secretion l'sha'avah, meaning that if the metzias is that it's there, then it definitely will be mavusha. You understand? So what's the story of suffix secretion l'sha'avah? So he says over here, this is a little piece here. So he says, so you see from here, after the simply called Mokam, hello, Nana, Ulam, the Das Tosha, the Osman, Shai Sundir, the Daitai, the Osud Vartor. So if it's Osir, so then. And it works, and it fits in well. Because here, it's a suffix psychic show over. And that's like Rabbi David Miller likes to say, the idea of the fridge. That's the din. If you left it open, the light on. So you're not mechaving. From gross. No, that's Rabbi David Miller from Oakland. And that's the secret of a Jew. Yes. So he's given that example of a dozen dollars from Bruce that you're not sure. So you're allowed to open the fridge if you're not sure. Because if it's there, it'll definitely go on. So it's a suffix racial shaver. So if you call suffix prefix racial shaver is also then that. It's a suffix for shaver. You know, it's not like. So that's this question. So the Taz, Rav Rosenberg likes to quote the Taz. Rav
Rosenberg
likes to quote this Taz. But I have something else to say about the Rosenberg family in this packet. We'll see soon. Unless you can be Mechavin. I'll tell you. So the Taz has this like this. You have a box, and the box has holes in it, and there might be flies in the box, but you don't know. So could you cover up the box? Because you don't want to. You want to cover up the box because you want to put a plate on the box, but it could be that you're doing seder, but you don't know if it's in there or not. Maybe there's no zvuvim here. And it's not a psik reshe. It's a suffix psik reshe shalavar. So he's saying a suffix psik reshe shalavar is still a suffix psik reshe that's mutter. So he says you could close up the box. Even though you might be trapping the zvuvim, the Taz is quoted in the Rabbi Kiva Egan. Taz is in Or Chaim Sim Shintev Zayin Sivkot and Gimel. The Rabbi Kiva Egan is just
yeah.
That's what happens when you learn Shabbos in the morning. That's the story. Sometimes you get a shaila about somebody has a fridge that they can't turn it off. Sometimes it happens on Pesach or something like that. So that's a different story. Okay, so let's. Let's go to the second chumrah. Page 3. Ein ma'arvin shes shus marivayel. Ein ma'arvin ma'im shehutchu bo k'oros shel basa, ein ma'im shehutchu bo k'oros shel cholof. So you have water that you cleaned off fleshic dishes, and then water you cleaned off milk dishes, and then you mix them together. And now you want to feed them to your behemoth. So you shouldn't, because it could be it's basa b'chol now. You put the milchic water and the fleshic water. And it's also b'hanach. So, and why is that just a chumrah? That's just the chumra. So let's see the Ramah. Yeah. All costs with the aim of iron, mind should you do with him, Kali Bassa, and mind should you do with him, Kali Hall of the Tilbury, Hamid Osir Mahana. So why is this? And this is just a chumrah, right? Supposedly everything is just a chumrah, right? What? Let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan claims they're all chumps. I mean, it could be that's not the Pshat and the Ramon. Maybe Ramon met only one of them is a chump. So page 12. Let's see, where is it? Dina Shani, Lama Gimel, page 13. Shein Arav Maim Shidichu Behem Kli Basav Maim Shidichu Behem Kli Cholav Litin Fnei Behem Arit Lo Shaykh Zeh Lekev Hayomayim Rosh Kibi Kli Rishon. It's Arvu Rostim Nimukin El Osa Bahana. He's a Derech Bishol. Rav Shein Mamashu Sobosol Sobdov Chel Tav Zerach Rachu Metzis Shoy Afil Im Yidichu Beroshkin Nimu Shachachas Shem Tzarv Harahin Kli Sheini. Whereas it could be that when you pour them into a, it's already the Kli Sheini. Well, she came so that it wouldn't be whereas if you poured if the two things, and then you first pour one in there, so it's already the cliche, and then you pour the other one. So it's not being Mavushon or the Kli Rishon. So then also it's not regular, it's then a possible Cholov, and there wouldn't be in this. Right, so. Or it's Ramish Kli Sheini. In other words, when you pour them you know, it's like when you mavda, when you marav to Sheva Brachas Kosas. But another one, so here, putting it in a third cup, and then mixed in that. So here, you're doing it, the milking water, and then the flashing water, all with this other one. So that's. Yeah, well, at least some of it is. So I remember when I taught this many years ago, so what did I say? I said that Rabbi, your grandfather's doctorate, Ashkenazic Jewish tradition, was about the Mari Vile.
Oh. Okay.
About the Mari Vile. And then in the Shir, there was a fellow in the Shir then, and I didn't realize who he was. I mean, because he's very tzadua. And then everyone started looking at him. It was Moshe Ariel Rosenzweig. So you never. You know, some people have yichus; they flaunt their yichus, and some people don't. And he's somebody who doesn't. Right. So I didn't realize.
He also has brains.
Right. But so I never knew that he was Rabbi Rosenzweig's son in this year until we got to this packet. Then people started looking at him because I quoted his grandfather I knew because I was in his class in Jewish history. And then you know, he gave us his doctorate on Ashkenazic Jewry just about Rabbi Jacob for a while. So that was the story. So I tell you all the Tendler stories. I have to tell you some good Rosenzweig stories also.
Yeah.
It's like a zero. I think so.
What are your kids going
to
say
about you? Oh, okay. That's good too. Okay, so that is the second chumra. And what's the. Third one is about shampoo. Yeah, let's see that. Mario. He's the one who said this thing, not to take. Yeah, luckily we will. Yeah, that was the source. Omar Mari Segu, Raya the Hafifa Sarosh. You have shampoo. Shaosim, how do you make it? Shaosim me'efer kira. They would make it out of ashes from the stove ashes. Shaboshul shav macholei baso b'cholov. Ein lasosam b'shum kli kasher. So if you're gonna make it in a, you're gonna cook the thing and make the concoction of these, the shampoo with the ashes in a kosher kli, you're gonna trafe it up. Because in the ashes there could be some basar. So call of kilfam kaderis call of the thing kaderis basar dushbachim was of him. We'll talk a efer. Then said the ish with him is a basar b'cholof. He once put it in his thing that he made the wine in. He's very upset. So don't make shampoo. You make kosher. That's here in Shulchan Aruch, something like six. All kosher that chli says the Ramah Shosim, but my chafif is a rosh and the shamish both osin osa meifah shal akira. Gilsus arif sham baser lechalav. Oh, so the shach is the kasha. But why isn't there a bigger issue here? Aren't you being mevashal? You're making baser. You know what about? Making it. In other words, forget about that you're trafing up your look at the shaf and chaf. In other words, if you're going to use it, for shampoo, aren't you getting hanaf or bas b'chol? Shari hanena mishum b'rchotz rosh kemi she'enu dover shalachilo l'choshif hanaf kemi she'enu nena mikufa iser.
Right.
So what?
It's like using basar b'chol for a fruit bowl.
For a
fruit bowl.
Fruit bowl.
Yeah.
Meaning that it's not getting hung up.
You're not getting the primary
half, secondary. In other words, it happens to be basar b'chol, but that's not what's causing the shampoo to be effective. It's the ashes. It happens to be there's basar b'chol there. See, that's a shulchan, back to the other shulchan. Page 13.
There were ashes and
basar. Yes, I mean the ashes they got from the tanner, so some there was some basar in the ashes, some cholov in there, different times of the spillage.
You can't use the shampoo.
No, he said, no, you could use the shampoo, but you can't. If you make the shampoo in a kosher kli, you're going to trafe up the kli. So the shachas, well, forget about that. Why don't you say you can't use the ashes because you're getting hanah from the basar b'cholov? So that's what the shach answers. But Moshe Rosenzweig Shlita says that what? That you know, that's not what's causing the shampoo to work. It happens, it's incidental that there's basar b'cholov there. That's what Moshe was saying.
And
master yeah.
Rebbe, does one get hana'ah from shampoo? Like cleanliness is considered hana'ah?
Maybe. Dinah shleishim chaviz rosh ha'osim me'efer one second. V'zayadek v'arnisrach kol ha'chuz v'gam hu tam v'gam. First of all, it's tam v'gam, but it's, you know, anyway, so maybe the kli is even kosher, you know, maybe it doesn't even trafe up the kli.
And also, you have to assume that
they're
actually
supposed to be cold. Yeah. Well, they're
burnt out.
Right, get burnt out. Yeah, so it's all out of this here. Okay, what's the next? And he says, Chengish. ועשה גם כן להשתמש מן הגדר של התנורים של בייס חורף, because they would have the, they would heat up the apartments with the tanur, and they would sometimes, there was, they would have a tanur that would be the heat, heating in the apartment, in the house. It would be a fire, like a fire thing. Sometimes they would heat up food on top of those tanurim, even though they weren't made for food. They were made, you know, for the Beis HaChoref. But, right. So they would have, so sometimes they heat up the food and there would be kederos on top that would get spillage, sometimes from the basar, sometimes from the chalav, and that would be, you know, treif kederos. We went back to the very while, on page 3. Hakederos shehin osim osim b'toch tanurim shel. It's a form of kind of a mime in this topic. It was a mime. The whole bustle of the home shall form the same cadets in bustle tachtano metis mineral. So the there is a solo of bustle farm and symbol of cadets in color. Yeah. So he explains it here. Let's see it again in a merry while. So they would heat up water in the stopping with some mayim. So you can't use the mayim for basa chalav shul from sim kederos in basa. But sometimes they would put fleishik in the tanur, and it would have spillage into the water, and sometimes milchik. So you shouldn't use that the water so that you have mechamim mayim. In Kamayim, those, but sometimes it was really for heat, but sometimes they heat lime, and sometimes they heat meat, sometimes milk, and then, so the mayim would have spillage from both, so you can't use the water because it's less of the product. And again, back to the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know. Yeah, but if you look in the original source of where he's getting it from, that's what he seems to say. Even though if you just read the Ramah, you won't get that impression. In the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Din Sheni, and he says Din Shlishi, and then Yom Ein Nechil, Gam Af B'Chuli Bosa Shein Nechil, Shein Nechil. What English of Ma'im B'Chachil Shem Ishtamish B'Ma'im Dove Sheni Pasha. Oh. That was the third one. It's only chashash. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't happen. Okay, call it either chumras mikra. It didn't. Chashash.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's more common just to have basar and chalav alone, but in economy, that could be too. So, you know, chashashos. So it's chashashos, it's chumras. So that's what the Gemara says. It's called Eilu Chumras Ba'alma. No, the olive trufa, that's one of my favorite things from Bell's in Antwerp. So the Parsha is very fascinating. So by Lag BaOmer time, they had a piece about the Ramos York site. So he said it was Shimon with Gimel. Nefter Shimon Gimel lived 30 Lag Gimel Shonim. And then somebody was masked at him. And they wanted to give 33 praises in the Hesped. Can I get the 33? That's what it says there. Some sheet is maybe it's longer, but it wasn't much. He didn't have a rechsyon for a while. There's a pella that he was, you know, he became the, you know, and we only lived till, you know. So they thought of a 33rd thing that a Purim, he used to make sure that everyone in the community would come to Maariv that night after the Suda. And that was the 33rd Shvach that they were able to be Mamsi to him on his Hesped.
I heard that he went around dressed up like
yeah,
like a poor person or something, and he would get people to do that.
And get people to.
I thought, either donate Sagar or go to Mark.
Yeah, go to Mark. But he dressed up to go around Purim. Yeah. Purim. So that's the 33rd Shvach that they would masfit him. So we're going to have 33 phrases connected to 33 years. It's a Pella. The Ramal is such a famous, important person in Judaism. And only he was.
Where is it sort of thing that?
That what?
Yeah.
It's brought down, and I sort of deal with the truth, but he's quoting it from someplace. So look at Google your computer. It's your computer. Google it. It's there. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, that's the four chumras. Okay, so tomorrow we're not going to have tomorrow. I'm starting June's run, and I have to give a share someplace else. So what we'll have Wednesday, and then we should discuss maybe Thursday. We could do something Thursday if that works. If not, not, you know.
Google claims 42.
What?
The Google claims 42.
Yeah, so they're right. So that's what I've heard, that was 42, but there's a sheet out there that was 33. So I don't know for sure which is the accurate thing about how long he lives. But and I think he was Nifter Lag BaOmer. Yeah. So okay, it's Chusa Yogan Aleinu.
Back to the, I think this verse. He says, since it's not Achiva,
no, but again, what Moshe Rosenberg was, you're not benefiting it with the shampoo. So if it would be a chila, yeah, bosom hole is not what's helping the cleaning of your hair.
It's like if you made a bowl.
Right, he just says, sorry, then we should deliver it for a short game, you know, that was a chila, but first of all, not.
Right.
But keep it to internet and your size.
Yeah.
Look at the map of the shekel there. That's why I have my notes. So.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, so
this Wednesday again, I'm not going to be able to make it.
At night. Okay. So.
Another engagement.
Okay.
And then Bella. No, this is my guy. So it's my cousin.
Who's the
my wife's cousin.
You want supposed to do this week? Every week, okay.
Yeah, Wednesday is a good night for me.
Right.
Okay, I heard that today was no tachanun for Memorial Day, the
celebrity
showers.
No, it was a chasm. That's why. Cult of everybody.
It was laning. No tachanun and laning.